Today the church celebrates Pope Gregory the Great. At the age of 50, he was elected the 64th pope in the year 590, unanimously by the clergy and people of Rome. Back then, it wasn't the cardinals who elected the pope, but the people of the city. And he was pope from the year 590 until his death in 604. One of the things that's important to realize that during his papacy, it was a time of perpetual strife, confusion, and the world was so pressing in on the church that it required the kind of courageous leadership that Gregory was able to give. One historian has said, "It is impossible to conceive what would have been the confusion, the lawlessness, and the chaotic state of the Middle Ages without the medieval papacy." And of the medieval papacy, the real father is Gregory the Great. He was a man who in his own life was daily aware of the challenge and of the struggle to grow in holiness. And if you have a chance today, you might read what are called the Office of Readings from the Divine Office, and there's a piece by the Pope talking about his own internal struggle to grow in true godliness. Although he was an amazing preacher, he felt very less than competent in being able to fulfill that task. But listen to this quote, where he really does speak of that interior struggle. And remember this, that he was a man who had and came from a family of great wealth. "Perhaps it's not, after all, so difficult for a man to part with his possessions, but it is certainly most difficult to part with himself. To renounce what one has is a minor thing, but to renounce what one is, that is speaking a lot." To renounce what one is, that is speaking a lot. And it's this very theme that is at the heart of that incredibly complicated passage that we heard from Corinthians. Well done for reading that today. That is a passage that requires more time than we have to really understand it. But let me try to highlight a couple of things. In Corinth, next to Athens, this was a city where Greek culture reigned. And you need to appreciate that even though the Romans were in political power, it was Greek culture that still ruled the world. And the people of Corinth, they were doing this all the time, thinking, well, next to Athens, we are where it is at. And one of the things that characterized Corinth was it was a center of philosophers and debaters who would come, and it would be like the entertainment every week. And everyone would have their favorite philosopher that they would say, "I'm with this person," and someone else would say, "No, I think this guy over here is number one." And so as a result of this kind of attitude, of a kind of competitiveness and a kind of Corinthian pride, the Christians of that city, who you have to appreciate have just become Christians, are still very influenced by this kind of pride. So they're very self-satisfied and think that they are self-made. And so St. Paul wants to convey to them a message that helps them to understand, I am your father in God, and I want you to be able to grow up so that you're no longer living like spoiled children, but learning to live as followers of Jesus Christ. And in this passage, he exhorts them to mature in two ways, to mature in gratitude and to mature in graciousness. Gratitude and graciousness are two characteristics that those who are growing in Christ are able to manifest more and more. Because Corinth had such a celebrity spirit, it was a very, very competitive place. Because there were these orators, it was a very prideful place. And this pride was characteristic of the Corinthian Christians. And so Paul is saying, rather than having this attitude of pride, cultivate an attitude of thankfulness. They did not appreciate that their lives were a sheer gift given to them by God. Instead, they had a kind of arrogance that was more in keeping with the arrogance of not only the Corinthian elite, but even the Roman rulers. And so Paul, using irony, says, quite apart from us, you have become kings. But this is not meant as a compliment. That they have a kind of kingly attitude that lords over others, that kind of prideful spirit. And of course, what Paul is wanting them to understand, that the kind of kingship that they think they are participating in is an illusion. For true kingship is kingship that participates in the kingly cross of Jesus. And so Paul says in this passage, I wish that you had become kings so that we also might be kings with you. In other words, what Paul is doing here is playing on this idea of authentic and inauthentic kingship. And he wants them to understand that in baptism, they have a share in the royalty of Christ. But the way they were living their lives, their behavior was a travesty. And so contrary to this true kingship. So he says, I want you to cultivate gratitude. Because as we cultivate a true sense of thankfulness for the gift of life, that then in turn, we can cultivate true graciousness. I said a minute ago that there was a celebrity spirit characteristic of Corinth. But Paul says the church is not a place for that kind of celebrity spirit. You see, one of the things that was happening in Corinth, some were saying, well, I follow Apollos. Others are saying, I follow Paul. No, he's a better preacher than Apollos. No, I actually like Cephas better. And so there was this kind of thing happening even in the church where they were turning their pastors into celebrities. And Paul says there is no place for this in the church. This kind of one-upmanship that was the norm in Corinth is not to be the character of the church. And so Paul then does something in this passage that's so interesting. He compares himself with Corinth's celebrities. And listen to how he writes this. We are fools for the sake of Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour, we are hungry and thirsty. We're poorly clothed. We're beaten. We're homeless. And we grow weary from the work of our hands. When reviled, we bless. And there's a lovely translation of this last verse. We have become the rubbish of the world, that says we have become the potato peelings on the trash heap of the world. The potato peelings on the trash heap of the world. Hardly celebrities that Corinth would have celebrated. But this is the point Paul is wanting us to understand. We only find true freedom when we are not looking for human respect. We only find our true identity when our lives are conformed to Christ. And as we conform ourselves to Christ more and more, what will our lives be characterized by? Gratitude towards God and graciousness as to how we treat one another. Is such a reorientation hard? You bet it is. And so that's why Paul says, I've become a father to you, so that you can grow up, so that you will no longer live like spoiled children. It is this reorientation that day by day we all struggle with. You do, and so do I. And so did St. Gregory the Great. That's why he was able to say that to give up one's possessions, that's easy. To give up one's life, that's a whole other ballgame.